Death is a terrifying thing. I don't know if it's just because I'm getting older, but every day death seems more real. I don't dwell on it like it's a monster under the bed that's out to get me. I have much more reverence than that. I just fear it. Like I fear God. But death is becoming another taboo topic where simply asking questions is considered ignorance or considered stupidity. The problem is, when I was a kid, I come from such a big family, so that means a lot of people die in my life, and even though I've been to a lot of funerals, I still don't get it. I still don't understand what happens, and I definitely don't understand why we have a ceremony for it. I was told it's to celebrate life, but we did that when they were living. So when I die, burn my body into ashes and use them to fertilize the tree in front of the funeral home that used to be my church. The one across the car dealership on Henderson in Porterville, California. The one next to La Misión de Jesús. And make sure the tree hears you say, "You brought the most joy when I was a child because you provided a place to exist outside of the walls I never understood." And promise me that the tree will someday die too so she can see me again. I still get caught up thinking about death I've seen. When I heard my grandmother died, my mom didn't say, "Hey, grandma's dead," or "Sorry, son, but grandma's passed." She said, "Son, your grandma's with the Lord now." She then continued, "She's no longer in pain. She's no longer sick. She's finally at peace. She's finally happy." I guess if I was there during her final breath, I would look at her and say, "Thank you. Your happiness gives my pain a purpose. I love you."
Augmentation to the way that I think. It's easy to feel its embrace when your hands are on the edge of a cliff, looking at the brink of your own defeat. And you're afraid of real failure, so you live for fake success. You try to trace behavior in your own tattered dress, hoping you'll be in a pine box long enough to feel alive. The irony is it's the only way that we can still fight. With the moments that you never have back, I could tell you what I love, but I cannot tell you what I lack. From what I've experienced and what I think I can feel, you can't believe in love if you don't believe that death is real.